decided to sit down and write a little something. But I said, geez, I haven't seen my friend in such a long time. Then I said, oh, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you wouldn't miss me so much.
It's 6 o'clock, sunrise in the marsh. Song sparrows, American robins, red-winged blackbirds, nuthatches, yellowthroats, and ravens are heard in the rich tapestry of morning birdsong. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from Tektexan Marsh in unceded Wasanik territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. That is, they were recorded at the exact same time it is for you right now. For more information, you can visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the conversation by sending a little tweet of your own to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Good morning. This is Margot, your host for Adventures in Music, which is airing from 4 to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll check your weather listings in your area for your weather updates. The next segment on Adventures in Music is the Autumn Forest of North America, coming to you from CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca by website. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day.
morning. It's 6:30. The morning chorus is filled with the trills, chatter and chack of the red-winged blackbirds and the sweet call of the song sparrow. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from the Tektexan Marsh in unceded Wasanik territory on Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. For more information, visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice to the soundscape by sending a tweet to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. If you enjoy special programming like this, consider supporting Co-op Radio's spring fundraising drive with a donation at cooparadio.org, coopradio.org.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you. The following is a previously broadcast program.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
When you look at the video, it harkens back to yesteryears, things we thought we had overcome in America. I mean, it looks like it's a lynch mob chasing a young black man, and when they kill him, there is no accountability. They go home and sleep in their beds at night.
Jury selection is continuing in Georgia in the trial of three white men accused of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, an unarmed 25-year-old black man who was chased down and shot to death while out for a Sunday jog. We'll speak to Arbery's aunt and one of the family's lawyers. Then, as President Biden campaigns for his Build Back Better agenda, we'll take a close look at how Democratic Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona are fighting Biden on everything from taxing the rich to expanding dental care.
But here's the thing. Mr. Manchin is opposed to that, as is...